Hi, my name's Robin. Welcome to the Kentish Lifelong Learning Educators Matter Sessions. Today I'm speaking with Stuart Davidson about the goals of misbehaviour in children. Hi Stuart.
Hi.
So where do we start?
Okay, the first thing that people need to understand is nothing happens by accident. Every behaviour a child has an underlying reason behind it. And obviously the challenge of parenting is to raise a kid who's happy and confident and cooperative and loving and responsible. However, that's not what generally happens. Often kids who are discouraged run a series of behaviours that are very difficult for parents to manage.
So that can be often in a family daycare situation where the child's unsettled when they arrive, and then that continues throughout the day and infiltrates the other children.
Yep. So a misbehaving child is very discouraged. Now obviously the discouragement might come from their family background, or it might be that they feel that they are being dumped by their parents without being able to put something on it. So they're very unhappy, and in order to make themselves feel comfortable, they can be very attention-seeking. Now, a lot of children have learned very early on that you get attention quicker if you're negative.
Yes, and naughty rather than the positive child.
I tend to use negative rather than terms like naughty because it's not so
value-oriented. Sure, sure.
But basically, the family daycare has to deal with negative attention-seeking.
Right.
Now there's good attention and there's bad attention. Bad attention is when the kid does something that annoys you, but it gets them results, they get noticed. Good attention is when the kid does something that makes them feel good and you feel good. And that's what you're trying to do. However, if you recognize that the kid is using negative attention, read yourself, because your own emotional response will tell you what kind of attention is.
And that can be triggered. They're trying to get an attention, trying to get a reaction from you, but you don't necessarily have to make it a negative one. Is that what you're saying?
So what you say to yourself is, how do I feel about this?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to respond? You're not going to react. You're going to think and respond. So the first thing your kid does is negative attention. If you don't respond to the negative attention, then they get into power behaviour.
Sort of ramp it up, make it more negative.
It's more challenging. They might use power on other kids or power on you and so on. But they get into power behaviour, and you can tell power behaviour by reading yourself and saying, I want you to throttle this kid.
Yes, yes.
So power behaviour. Then if you don't buy into the power behaviour but distract a kid and use all your family daycare or skills to set up a different context, the kid might get into revenge behaviour. You say black, they'll say white.
Right.
You say no, they'll say yes. If you recognise that it's revenge behaviour, what you must never do is program the child. I've heard people at barbecues saying, don't pick up that! And of course, what they've done is programmed the kid, so the kid does it. Finally, the last part of attention seeking, the one that's probably the most difficult, is that the kid displays a sense of inadequacy. I can't do it, or I won't do it. Little girls are brilliant at this. They often burst into tears, and everybody feels sorry for them and rushes round. And really what they're doing is saying inside, I'm manipulating you all.
Mm.
So these are the four goals of misbehaviour: attention, power, revenge, and a sense of inadequacy. Now, how do you know which one it is? Well, you read yourself. The child that's using power feels they can only belong if they're the boss in the group. The child that wants to, can't win in a power struggle might get into revenge.
And are they, I guess this isn't age dependent. So this could be a small child of two, or it could be
even
a...
smaller.
Right.
Babies can read their parents.
Is that true?
Within about 3 or 4 months.
What hope have we got?
They've learned how they can maximise their gains.
What they want. Oh, my goodness.
Now, the best way for the family daycare to respond is that understand that all children want to belong. They have a feeling of belonging and they need it. So you've got to make them feel belonging.
And how might they do that?
Okay.
What's an example of that?
So you show respect, you have fun with a kid, you give encouragement, you show love, and you show patience.
Right.
Never show anger or negative emotions, because you're buying straight into what the kid wants to do.
Right.
Once they learn how to manipulate you, you're in a troubled
water. Yes. So, but for a lot of educators listening to this, they're probably thinking, oh, I've already done that, or I've done that a million times. I'm thinking I've done that myself. So it's not about beating yourself up, it's just being aware yourself that you don't buy into that reaction.
Right.
That you just...
does something and you feel bothered or annoyed. Now, the normal response would be you nag or you scold. What I'm suggesting is you remind yourself not to do that. So that you give the kid attention in a way that you want to give it. So they'll think about that. Then they'll misbehave again. You have to do exactly the same thing. And you have to keep going. If you feel angry and threatened, you know, that's you're definitely getting into power there. And you want to fight back or give in, you say to yourself, this is a power-based behaviour. The kid will misbehave or defy me if I buy into it.
Yes.
So I'm not going to buy into it. So what can I do that's going to change that? Or if you feel extremely hurt by the behaviour of this child, or perhaps the attitude of the parent when you explain stuff, you've got to think about this kid set up a revenge situation.
So that's another point you raise with the parents. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because our educators could get very familiar with this and go, okay, I know what they're doing, I'm not going to buy in and, you know, take your suggestions. But if you've got a parent that's buying into that, they're just reinforced. But
exactly.
What you're saying is the child knows, gets to the point that he or she knows who they can do it and get away with and who they can't.
Exactly.
So whether they can get away with the parent, that's really not your problem.
Yeah.
It's the child while they're in your care.
But sometimes it's a good idea for the family daycare educator to gently explain to the carer or the parents that there are goals behind misbehaviour.
Yes.
And if they're aware of these goals...
And here's a strategy that might work for them.
If they need some information, they can Google the Systematic Effective Parenting courses on Google.
Yes.
By Dinkmeyer, and he deals with all these kinds of stuff. You know, it's the material's fairly old now, but it's very valid still.
Well researched. Okay, so that's just to wrap that up. That's really interesting that there are four goals of misbehaviour in children, and they ramp up from getting a reaction to power to actually a revengeful situation. But it's just identifying that in yourself before you jump in and react, because you're really just buying into what they want, and in time the child changes their behaviour.
That's right. And normally we react to the behaviour in terms of exactly what the kids want to make happen, to make us angry or uncomfortable or frustrated or whatever. If we're managing children, we just remove these things from our psyche and carry on.
And then
first the kid will get worse before they change, and then they'll get better.
Yeah, and as you say, patience is the key. Stuart, that's been really helpful. I've learned stacks here today, so thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, cool.